Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your Godfather Whiskey, I'm JB.
I am the Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
Man, it is G4 month. I just thought of something, bam, popped up in my head. Because I got the bottle. I left it in the fucking kitchen though. I got a Cascanes Añejo.
Nice.
It was 110, but with tax and stuff like that, whatever. So that's probably the cheapest I've seen it for. So 110 I got it for. I'm thinking for next year, instead of a tequila month, every year we just make it a brand month.
Cascanes month.
Yeah, I think Cascanes month is going to be next
I'm
May.
I'm here for it.
Yep. Yeah, I think instead of tequila month, it's going to be Cascanes month in May.
All right, good to know. We've got plenty of time to pick up. All right, nice.
Because I think that's the goal. My next capture is to collect all the I met my buddy yesterday. Because he's a Cascanes fan. He told me we were going over Cascanes, and I was telling him about it. He said, yeah, I got the Cascanes number 5 Blanco. I said, hold your goddamn mouth right there. I said, what the fuck you mean number 5? I said, it starts at 7. He said, nah, brother. I said, I was at Tequila Fest last week. It started from 7 all the way up to 10. There wasn't no goddamn 5. He was like, 5 is a little bit. He's like, that's that older shit, baby. He said, I got that older shit. I said, oh, my God. I said, it's older shit. Oh. I said, just let me get a little bit of that for the cataracts then or whatever. I'm gonna need to sample that. I started turning into a crackhead and shit. I was like following him around, sweating and shit. I was like, hey, baby, yeah, I'm gonna need that number 5, baby. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, I suck your dick, man. Come on.
how much for one more number 5?
Yeah, I gladly pay you on Tuesday for a sip of that 5 today, baby. Shit, I turned into Booker T on his ass. He saw me from a corner. I just went. I was shaking his shit. I was like, and then for some reason that music kicked. I did a spin-a-rooney on his ass and shit. I got back up from the spin-a-rooney. I looked around. He was gone. I was like, where the fuck he go? I need that 5, baby. Shit, I got to try that 5 now. That 5 or alive, baby. Yeah, so I think for next May, instead of tequila month, because I was like, why don't we got a month dedicated to it when we already drinking it for a week and shit? I ain't got no beer or whiskey month, so fuck all that. I mean, granted, I love tequila, but I don't want to burn through it real fast. So I think next year, because this year, clearly, we got G4 month, which just came randomly. So I think next year, we're going to do Cascanes.
Fuck with it. Let's do it.
I got one bottle down.
And we got plenty of time too. So we shall tip the cap backwards. You already know.
I got a top 10 list of the bottles I got to get before the year is up. I got and two of them already off the list right now. So I got the Cascanes Añejo off the list. I got the Yayo High Proof off the list. G4 Dia de los Muertos 2024. I probably will take that off the list because I don't know if that'll be this year, but I'm going to get that fucking bottle within the next, what is it, September right now? I plan on getting that bottle between now and at least February or whatever. So I got the Cabal Mezcal because Tequila Fest fucked me on that. I got Shinks and Bomb Burgers 2024. I still haven't grabbed those yet. I know I can go pick them up any day of the week or whatever, but I've just been lazy because of all the tequila shit. Dos Artes Anejo Reserva. Reserva, Cody. I need that bottle in my life. Cascani's Rosa Reposado. I need that in my life, too. I need that back.
That was quite fuego.
Yeah, to be honest, I could put all the Cascani's on this list, to be honest.
If I really you wanted to, you could.
Yeah. But them are the two main ones I really want. Is the Anejo and that Rosa Reposado. The Rosa Reposado, I really want. Not so much because it might be my second favorite Cascai, but the fact that that's just limited edition, so or limited release. So I'm like, ooh, I gotta get a bottle of that. Right, I had a choice between that and the Anejo, but I was like, I can't pass up that price because I've seen way higher on that price. Because I think even on that website at Tequila Fest, I think it was like 129 or 130 or something like that. So I couldn't pass that price up. So
Right now for me, I probably have 5 or 6 bottles. One is the Cascai and Anejo. Number two, well, not no particular order, I guess. What was I thinking about? Oh, that G4 extra Anejo, that 7 year.
Whew.
Bro.
Hey, stores got it now in our neighborhoods.
They do.
Cork is promoting the fuck out of it right now. They got it for 500.
The one I have to get pretty much immediately for obvious reasons is that Madeira cast at G4.
Yeah.
Another one. There was something on the tip of my tongue there. What am I missing? Cascanes. That fucking, I had that little taste, man. I thought we acquired the shit.
Oh,
I was happy.
Thought I acquired the bottle.
I was ready to go home happy, but no. The motherfuckers said, oh, no, we're sold out. We only had 6 bottles.
Oh,
that's the fucking Cabal Mezcal. I shit you not, I have never had a pour like that in my, I'm sorry, I'm spoiling a little bit. I've never had anything that tastes like that. That was next fucking level. That tastes unlike any Mezcal or any spirit, period.
You know what I love about it, too? I was talking at the Yayo event I went to yesterday. I was talking with 4 of the dudes that had it, and they all looked at me and said, blew your fucking mind. I thought I hate Mezcal, and I probably do, because I was just like...
Probably do. It's just, like this doesn't even taste like Mezcal.
And that's what old boy was saying, too. He was just like, it's not going to taste like any other Mezcal you've ever had. And I just said...
No.
And I said, thank you, because, like, I think I was explaining to Cody and his girlfriend, saying, like, I kind of I want to drink shit that's, like, blowing my fucking mind. If I'm going to blow money on it now, like, if I'm spending the $100 range plus whatever... I want something that's going to just like, and I know I've always kind of been like that, but I also feel like I've also been like not that fully that way. Cause I'll buy like, you know, $30 for $50 bottles, whatever and stuff. I think it came down to it when we started like later in this year or whatever. And I started drinking more like, and I'm just like, yeah, man, this is good. But like, it's just not punching me in the face like it should be or whatever to like where I want to spend even to the $50 range. I don't even want to spend. Cause I'm like, I could put that to this bottle here. But that Mezcal, man, it has so much flavor profile on it. I mean, I honestly, I can't even remember the last time.
It's almost indescribable.
Yeah. And I don't want, because we're going to review it next month, people. Yeah. But this year alone, I've had 2 bottles of Mezcal where I was just like, why can't all the shit taste like this?
you know, my reaction to that Mezcal, that was similar to my reaction when I had that double barrel Bourbon County. All those years back.
Mm-hmm.
That shit blew my fucking mind.
You know what I was thankful for? I went to that Long Beach event and I had that Dos Hombres Mezcal.
That's another one.
Fucking blew my mind, man. I was just like, I had the same reaction I had with the Cabal. I was just like, oh my God. I was like, I haven't had a Mezcal. Because when we first got into Mezcal, we were the ones talking about like, that's good shit. We love it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't recommend any of the shit I think I've had so far, though, to be like, man, this will blow your mind, though. You got to try this, whatever.
Because it's such a specific flavor profile.
It is.
And there's not many good ones out there, honestly. No. You're probably kind of one hand the amount of brands. that and are reliable.
And I would even say the good ones we enjoyed, it's still something like I just can't personally recommend because we've had enough tequila now to the point where I can say I highly put my name behind you buying this bottle or drinking it or whatever. With Mezcal, I haven't fully endorsed a bottle like this until this year where I've had that Dos Hombres. I told Cody, yeah. I was at that fucking booth living at that motherfucker. I was like staying there regularly. And then I'm glad enough time has passed since that Dos Hombres now for the Cabal for me to try the Cabal. And I just had two heavy hitters of Mezcal this year. And
I honestly will say,
I don't think it's going to get any better than that.
Yeah. If you're looking for like a more, I guess, traditional flavor profile for Mezcal, I still got to go with my boys, Damage. Yeah. That's still creme de creme, top of the top for me. As far as like just like the classic idea of what Mezcal should taste like, or what you think it should taste like. But like I said, you tried the Dos Hombres. I haven't had the pleasure of trying that yet. I obviously want to. But we both had the Cabal Mezcal, man. That is legit. One of the best pours I've had in my life.
Yeah.
Period.
It's up there.
Hard not to spoil my rating. Oh. I just got to do it because goddamn. That fucking pour.
Yes. That fucking pour. That pour is him.
Yes.
That pour is him.
It is that dude. That pour is that dude. Yeah.
When that motherfucker comes in with 8 on his shoulder and 24 on the back, I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, that's that dude right there.
Yeah, came to play.
Yeah, that motherfucker, he got them fours on and he got 23 on his chest. Shit. Hey, coach, just you could leave me on the bench today.
Yep.
Leave me on the bench real quick. Yeah. I don't even need to put me on.
I'll set screens.
I'll get you some water. it even cuts more in context when you had a bad one after that, by the way.
Yes. you ain't never lie, brother. Yes. Woo! That's the thing about Mezcal, man. That shit, when it gets to the top, you can't get no higher. When that shit gets to the bottom,
goddamn, Cody.
That's as nitty and as gritty as that shit gets.
That shit is like, you went from drop of fame, Cody. You famous now, baby.
Mezcal is really the one spirit that's like, buyer fucking beware.
I got to tell you,
that's
man.
All I'm going to say.
If we wouldn't have had that Cabal Mezcal, if I wouldn't have had that Dos Hombres, and we would have had to go out and buy these bottles this year for Mezcal month, this would be the last. It still could be, honestly. You never know, because I might last minute change my fucking mind. But this might be the last year you hear a Mezcal month. People be like, yeah, Cody, if you want to drink Mezcal, you can work that shit and mix and match somewhere. But I ain't supporting this buying for this brand. That much one bottle, Cody. That was like some El Dorado, Milagros. That was like, yeah, that's...
Shit, one bottle.
I don't see that bottle on your list at the end of the year. I'd be like, yo, what the fuck was you drinking? That was this breakfast. That shit. Oh, Lord. That, oh, God. It got the audacity to be in VIP. So that's another goddamn thing. Oh, man.
Yeah, I think that's funny. I think Tequila Fest, I've easily had one of my at least top five. Yeah. At least two of the top five, maybe, in my worst of this year.
Yeah.
I will say that. Yeah.
That's the best thing about that festival. I feel like I filled out my list all the way to 10 now on both worst and bad now with that
festival. Yeah. I think I'm filling mine out for the most part. We'll see. Well, it's still months to go, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Damn. I went to two festivals yesterday, Cody. One a festival. The other one was an event. Falling back off Tequila Fest. I went to the Yayo release party for their high proof Blanco and also, their high proof, their Hoven bottle, and also got to see the images of their new Dia de los Muertos bottles that are releasing as well, too. They look so fucking beautiful, dude. Oh, but also, too, Cody, I want to show you something. I don't know if I can share it or not. I did take a photo of it so I can show you. So I don't want to talk about it. But it's based off the shirt you saw when you first when we met these guys at Tequila Ranch last year. I think you gonna want a bottle of this, Cody. It's that pink shirt that we saw when me and you kept telling John, "Yeah, I want that fucking shirt, man." You could just
go. God, I think I'm stuck. Okay,
yeah, they doing a bottle of that shit, Cody. They got a bottle for that. That is, look at that box, man. That is.
Damn. I really want to keep, and that's just like a little cardboard box, too. I really want to keep cardboard boxes like that. That art is so fucking dope. I want that shit plastered on my fucking wall.
Yeah, man. I might have to get three of those bottles.
Dope ass piece, bro. You know our color profile. You know what we like.
Love that. That
vibe. Yeah, look at
Miami
that.
Miami Vice style.
Yeah, yeah, sunset.
That box, God, though, man. That is just, look at that shit.
That's what I was talking about, the box. That shit is.
Oh. So when this releases, Cody, they also releasing the shirt with it, too. They started telling me, oh, it's like a red. I said, pink red. I don't give a fuck, dude. I don't care what color.
I need it.
Yeah, I said, I want that shit. I want that box. I might need three of those bottles. One to store away as like, that's my beautiful look at this thing. The other one for me to drink, and the other one, like Cody said, tear that fucking box open and rip that shit and put it on a wall somewhere. Because that is just, when I saw that design that they were working on, I said, oh, I fell in love, though. Great fucking release party, by the way. It was in Culver City's nice little studio that they had set up. They had the taco cart there making burritos and tacos and stuff. Ran into some buddies there. I already tried everything, but I really got to try everything. Got to try the Reposado Tropical. Got to talk to some of the owner there, obviously, whatever, and some of the investors as well, too. So met a dude that's like 70 fucking years old. Don't even look it. I posted a photo of him on Instagram. He's wearing the yayo hat like I'm wearing right now.
Oh, okay.
He told me he was 70. I was looking at him like, damn. I said, you look good. You know, shit.
Yeah, because he drinks tequila.
That's what he said, too. He said, yeah, I drink a lot of. He said, I only drink good shit. That's why. I just said, oh. Yeah. Oh. I said, bless your heart then, sir. Yes.
The liver is a temple.
The liver is a temple, my friend. Got some merch, obviously, whatever. Got to try although I tried that tequila, I got to try it again. Though this time I got to really like kind of sample it by itself without drinking 80 other fucking drinks around and stuff like that. Really good stuff, man. Shout out to Yayo Tequila. I love that Blanco brand, or that brand in general now, I guess, because they make Reposados and stuff now too as well. I really love that brand. I purchase whatever the fuck they want me to purchase because I think it's really good. High proof Blancos. They spoke on that too as well, how the industry has just stepped its game up with its Blancos as far as being high proof. And I was like, I said, you goddamn right. That gets applause right there, because I'm high proofs, man. Them are just hitting a different way. They hit you right in the keister, if you will, Cody. So Yayo Tequila, keep doing your thing, man. That's great fucking company. Love those guys. They're like my top five brands with Cabal and Fortaleza and G4. That's four. Yeah. Oh, and Cosconi. That'd be my fifth one, I guess. I'm sure I'm probably missing a tequila company or whatever, but like those are definitely the five heavy hitters for me or whatever. Very affordable, too. Everything's under $100 with Yayo. Everything's like 44 to 70 bucks range or whatever. And you're like, I like that shit. I think the Dia de los Muertos will be like 90 bucks when they release, though. Those should be out in 2 weeks, whatever. Can't wait to get those, because those bottles are just sucking gorgeous.
The only thing, something you have not said throughout all these fests you're talking about?
Yes.
A particular brand in the tequila realm that's very, close to me, my heart. Mm-hmm.
It's Artenam.
Yes. Yeah. No. Artenam.
Yeah, you know why?
Where the fuck y'all at?
Yeah, where they at? You know what's funny about Artenam? We see all their affiliates.
Yep.
We find out new companies are. Where the fuck they at?
We see that whole goddamn little family. Or not little, it's a big ass family.
It's a big ass family, yeah.
Never mind. But we don't see. For at least for me, the diamond at the top of the crown right there, the main piece.
The Sazerac tequila.
Yes.
The funny thing is, I saw them at Long Beach at that festival, which was weird that they were there and not anywhere else.
And not actually LA proper.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't understand that shit.
I guess they said our family out there, they doing their thing. We don't need
to. Or they just hate my black ass. I don't fucking know. You just hate Cody? Is that what it is? Fuck I do to you.
Hey, you need to hey, the cocaine. Sometimes you gotta pop out in the show. You know what I'm saying? They need to do that for you. Yeah. they need to do that for you. They need to. They need to. I gotta lie. the more we go to these fests and the more we keep trying to cabal and mescals, look, Art and Numb, you don't want to get left behind. You gotta pop out and show. You know what I'm saying? You gotta come with it, baby. Don't get left in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you notice you see what something that's wrong here. Those bottles that we named off that we were looking like must buys before the end of the year or early next year, whatever. Not one of those bottles is Art and Numb. We gotta change that. I want that to change.
I got some Art and Numb family members on there, but not a full Art and Numb because I didn't even know
Yayo was part of Art and Numb. We need that to change.
Yayo is part of the Art and Numb family too, which I feel like we found out like three companies was part of Art and Numb when we got there. I need to try more Dos Artes before I put them on there, but I got to tell you that special reserve. That
I don't know. Maybe they just know that they're just so fucking good at what they do. It's like, you know, we don't need to. You know the good shit we got. Maybe that is a take. I respect that. Do I like it all the way?
I don't. I don't even respect it.
I respect it at least.
Because El Segundo Brewery shows up. They pop out and show, and they're the best in California.
That is true.
Buffalo Trace will show up.
All I'm saying is I just want to get more reasons to talk about Art and Numb amongst the masses. That's all. That's all I'm asking for.
Maybe they like the grandfather of the whole brand, so they just feel so old they can't get the fuck up.
Yeah, that's possible.
It's old. So they just don't want to be there. Yeah. I don't want to be there. I also went to another festival, too. The L.A. Wine, Beer, and Spirits Festival in downtown L.A. Another festival in downtown L.A. $30. From 1 o'clock to 4 p.m. I didn't leave the Yayo event till after it probably was like 2:59, about 3 o'clock, yeah. So and it ended at 4:30. I was there for like a 49 minutes, somewhere around that range. So I didn't get to try everything. I was kind of telling Cody a little bit of thing, but I thought for $30 I'd give you a bag and a little glass too, like a full size glass, like a bourbon scotch glass, and G4 was there. 100 different brands from what I was told. Looked really cool. Obviously it was outside too as well. They had the tent. They had the same thing like Tequila Fest, just not as much. Well, I shouldn't say that as much. Well, Pershing Square is fucking huge when you really look at it or whatever. Get a lot of booths set up there. I got to try. I went to G4 right away. I mean, it's a no-brainer. I had G4, I had all of it, you know, even including the one we're drinking now, whatever. I had West Coast Gin and Juice. I had Frogtown Brewery. Kind of did a mandala on them. Once I got the first pour, I was like, yeah, I can just back away slowly. I did Wilson Creek Winery. Volcanes Tequila. I had the High Proof Blanco. I got to tell you, for the little bit that I was there, dude, it looked cool as hell. And $30, you just can't beat that. $20 is what I sent Cody, but I found out $20 was for the designated driver.
Gotcha.
$30 was the price for...
Which is still a great fucking price.
Great price for... And it's bigger than Tequila Fest. Now, granted, it was straight tequila at Tequila Fest, and this one was like a little bit of everything, wine, beer, and spirits. But there was 100 different brands there. I told Cody I even had some cocktails. I had a Bloody Mary. I had a spicy margarita as well too. I'm not gonna lie, that shit. I even had one at Yayo too. The one at Yayo was way fucking spicy. I was like, holy shit, it's trying to give me heartburn, this motherfucker. But the other one I had too, this event too, it was just as spicy, and I was like, damn. I was like, they really cranked up these spicy margaritas. I was like, okay, yeah, I liked it. I was swirling the jalapeno in that motherfucker. I was like stabbing the shit out of it. I was like, get all your juices out, bitch. really good stuff. But yeah, dude, if they do it next year, yeah, I would like to go to that again. And this time, like from start to beginning, because I didn't get to see everything and try everything, so I don't know what was all there. It's another one of these events or festivals where they don't tell you every damn brand that's there or whatever. So actually, I don't think they tell you any brand is there, to be honest, whatever. You would think they'd put G4 on there and be like, oh, we got G4 here. You got to come check this out. Like, hey, we got a big brand, but they didn't do that neither. So I was personally shocked myself to see them there. I told Cody right away when I saw him. I was like, oh, shit, G4 is here, dude. that was one of the heavy hitters. But I had a good time there for the hour I was there. So next year, I definitely will be going to that again. That is the LA Wine, Beer, and Spirit Festival.
Very nice.
And speaking of G4, Cody, it's G4 month here on The Last Drop.
It is G4 month. That is correct, sir.
Yeah, and we did the Reposado 2 weeks ago. I can't believe that feels like a month ago now at this point. Completely forgot about that Reposado, like, because Tequila Fest, what if we had, like, 20 pours there or something like that, somewhere near there? Just made me forget about the whole month in general, honestly. Mm-hmm. if I wanted, could have just picked a bottle for each week to review, but that's not the cards we were given here, so... This week and next week are the G4 high proof bottles, high proof Blancos. This one is they didn't really have a name for this. I see some people call it the 108 proof, which is weird because the other bottle is also 108 proof too. So I've seen some people say Fuerte. I've seen some people just say high proof. I'm just going to coin it here on The Last Drop, the non Madero one. There you go. The non Madero one. So
it's the silver label.
The silver label. There you go. The G4 silver label, which honestly, they should just scrap the fucking regular Blanco and represent, just make these.
Honestly, you know, bro, like, I'm not going to even lie, because I had this side by side at the festival.
Yeah. Because you drank them all, if I'm not mistaken.
I drank them all. Yeah.
You was taking your sweet ass time too. And I know mm-hmm. I can't remember if your girl was kind of like, you tried this? Yeah, you rushing in? You was kind of like, still sipping on this? I was like, he taking his time. He analyzing this shit.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, going back and forth between the two, it's really hard to go back to just straight up regular G4 Blanco.
That's what I was saying.
It's fine.
It's fine. Yeah, thank you.
Don't get me wrong.
It's fine.
but... Especially side by side, one right after the other, it just does not stack up.
It's so bad. Yeah. I don't even want to say it. Like, I can't even say, like, if you feel like spending money on something, because, like, it's not that big of a price difference neither for the higher proof ones.
It's not. It's really not. No.
It's like $25 more. So it's like, I mean.
Like, I don't say this lightly. I don't like. I don't even want to say, put this lightly.
I don't want to put the words out there.
The base G4 Blanco, it just tastes like a good mixer to me at this point. Like, this is fine. Like, margaritas and shit. I don't want to get this shit straight, though. Yeah.
So now that you've had them all, because I know I was kind of saying this on the Reposado review, like...
Even the Reposado, I I'm close to killing that bottle. I still have it here.
Yeah.
Even that one right now, I'm just like, okay.
You was giving me crazy eyes, like, ah, man, I wish I could join you on this, like, but I haven't had the high proofs yet. And I was kind of like, I'm kind of sitting here going, like, I like these, but I think I told Justin, I don't feel the need to ever buy a regular Blanco or a fucking Reposado from them ever again. And the Reposado to these high proof price points really ain't that much of a difference. I mean, you were talking like a $10, $12 difference or whatever. So it's like, why would I want that? Whatever. I mean, like, these high proofs are so robust and so much like flavor and the profiles and the just everything that's going. It's just like
it's just so much, excuse me, so much more going on.
Yeah, and I saw the look you was giving me in the Reposado, and I was like trying my best not to talk shit about the Reposado and the Blanco, but it's like I just don't want to buy
this. This is how the palate grows. This is why we try things.
I just don't want to try, or I just don't want to buy those bottles anymore. That regular Blanco.
After these, bro, I there's no point. I just put that towards another premium silver label, or Madeira. Why? What's the fucking point? Or the 7-year?
Cody.
There's no point.
I think Cody's favorite of the whole event was the Mezcal Cabal, but I got to tell you, that motherfucker spent the most time with that G4 Madeira cast.
Because the Cabal Mezcal was one of the best pours I've ever had in my life, there's something about the complexity of that G4 Madeira cast. I was getting something different every. We're going to talk about more at length next week. So I'll say it, but just a, you know, little teaser, I guess. There's a lot going on in that one.
Cody, I bought three bottles of these bitches.
Yeah, Once that shit hit the top of my palate, the middle, and then the fifth, yeah. I was like, okay, I get it. I understand why.
He's like, I see what JB's talking about now. He's like,
Yep. And then I commenced to sip that shit slower. And
yeah, he's slowly sipping it. And I think when I first opened mine, when it first got released and I got mine, I told Cody, easily on the top 10 list. I said, you need to get both mm-hmm. these bottles. They're going to be on your top 10 list. Mm-hmm. I said, guarantee it. And the way I saw that look on Cody's face when he drank that Madeira cask, that motherfucker had that look. Yeah, it's top 10.
Yep. Yep.
That boy didn't
talk. I'm very happy I'm tasting this right now.
that boy didn't talk. Cody don't want no bread, don't want no water. He don't want no meat. That motherfucker want Madeira and silver.
I want
okay?
Madeira. Give me that goddamn Madeira.
His girl Nothing was else. Rushing through them sips or whatever and shit. She was already on the reposado talking about, hey, this ain't. He looking at her like, this is mine. You go over there. Like, we he's like, we share everything usually. But get your own. No, that's fine. Get your own. This one's
that's
mine.
That's like a goblin of shit.
Yeah, he started looking around. He's like, ah, whatever. I'm sure it's good. He took a sip. Yeah, mother. Fuck are you looking at? It's like, oh, shit. Because I know I told Cody, don't sip on them. Because he got the silver label a month ago, maybe, or whatever, something like that. So don't open that until.
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah, and then I know I told him when he get the Madeira, don't open that either. I want to get your first reaction on it. I knew he didn't have the Madeira one, so at the Tequila Fest, I was like, perfect example. If he can't find it by then or whatever, he could at least try that motherfucker. And I wanted him, and then I knew he was going to walk away. I was like, no, motherfucker, you got to try that silver one too. Now, you already dipped your toes in it now, because you got to go all up in that motherfucker. The pool is nice.
Oh, warm, I got up all in it, all right.
He got up a little too much into it, but
yeah.
And I saw the look on his face. So I personally got what I wanted out of it, even though I told him to wait. I was like, all I wanted to see was the reaction on his face. I saw it there or there, because I didn't even get any, because I already had some before. I was just watching him the whole time. And the dude's face lit up like he was a kid at a candy store and shit. Like I said, the Cabal Mezcal was his favorite pour of the evening at that time that I know of, at least. He might change his opinion if he gets a bottle or two or whatever. And he's like, I like this one a little bit more. Because that's just how palate works. But I think the G4 there had his curiosity more.
Yes, it did. That's actually, like, you nailed it. It did. Yeah, as far as they're, because they're both, like I said, both mind blowing pours. I still think that fucking Cabal Mezcal, I cannot say good things about that shit, dude.
I think your expectations on G4 was a little bit higher than Cabal because you never had Cabal.
Yeah, fair.
So, like with G4, you've already had them now. You, like, at this point, like, he's like, I know you're going to be good. So, and only Cabal you know of is like from my reviews of it and whatever stuff. So, like, right. Cabal was more of a surprise for you, where G4 is like, I expect this and then some.
Mm-hmm. Right. Going back to the Madeira cast, I'm not going to spoil it too much. We're doing it next week. But there's a lot going on in there. A lot.
A lot.
So much so, like, literally every time you go back for another sip, it reminds me of like when I like really first started getting into craft beer in my youth. The thing that blew my mind about sipping something was the fact that it could taste different every sip.
Yeah.
I never thought that could happen with anything you could drink. I never thought anything about food, whatever. That introduced me to the concept, like, oh, shit can change every time you sip it. It's constantly evolving. Mm-hmm. And that just brings more value to the pour. So that's why I was hanging on that Madeira cask. There was just something about that, man. Wow.
That's funny because
I'll leave right there.
At the Yayo event, I finally, as I said, I wasn't drinking other stuff. That was the first thing I had was that high proof Blanco. And it did kind of the same thing where I was just like, oh, this doesn't taste like other high proof, obviously. But it's not like all heat and stuff. It's got a lot of flavor in it. And then like towards the end, it changes a little bit. I was like, Because that was probably my first time not drinking something on the show where I actually got to just like kind of stand there. And my, funny enough, my buddy was fucking recording. I didn't even know he was there. He was recording me as I was sniffing and shit while they were talking. And I know the girls next to me, they were like, are you even paying attention? I was like, I am, but like, I'm also like sniffing the hell out of this right now. Cause I was like, it smells so pleasantry. And right now what we're doing, people, is we're reviewing the G4 Silver Label.
Yes, sir.
The high proof 108 Blanco here. I paid about $57 with tax. Came out like, no, no, it's like 66, something like that or whatever. Not that much more than the Reposado, which I go, which goes for like $49-$50, whatever. So we're talking like $12-$13 more, whatever.
I also got my K&L. I don't remember the exact price, but I'm pretty sure it's the same. So
I think it was like $59 for a K&L too.
Okay.
There you go. To you as well. Yeah. So $9 more than the Reposado.
Yep.
As I was saying in the Reposado review, I don't know what it is about this one in the Madeira cast. It kind of ruined the rest of G4 as far as their other smaller
lineup. No, not kind of. It just straight up fucking ruined it.
Yeah.
Because I always just say, hey, if you see G4, grab that shit. Let me do an asterisk on that. If you see G4 premium or Madeira or anything, not Blanco or Reposado, then grab it. Otherwise, I can just leave it. But yeah, that's where we're at right now.
I am so glad you agree with me now after because I saw a look in your face on the Reposado. You was like, man, you talking crazy right now. And I was like, in your head, I know you was probably like, them fucking high proofs better be coming with it then. And I saw the look.
Sure enough.
I saw the look on your face when you said that high proof. You was like, of a god, Doctor Strange. He got transported to a whole another dimension and shit like that. Somebody slapped him on the forehead and he went, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
He came back on his knees.
That's pretty much what happened.
Talking to G4.
Teach me. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I was G4's bitch that day. I was gonna be straight up. I was gonna be straight up. G4 made me a bitch.
Cody, when you got there, you was at the Cos County's booth, and I walked right past your ass. You was smiling like, where is food going? Whatever. I said, I found the G4 booth, whatever. In your head, I know you probably was like, why is he rushing to that shit? He's already had all the G4s or whatever. That's how good this shit is. Even though I already had it, I want it again.
Yes.
I want the shit again.
Man, I've been sipping on this. Started the podcast. This is like my fucking... Before we even started, this is like my fourth glass right here.
Oh, so, okay. That's the thing about the G4 high proof. You can't stop pouring the motherfucker.
You cannot. And you think you probably should, which, yeah, you probably should. Fuck all that. But man,
don't stop, keep pouring, baby.
Keep pouring. Man, I'm supposed to get into review right now.
Hey, fuck it. You know, we got to just go ahead and dip that.
It really is. In your face. Like, I know this is not for like a rookie drinker right here. Don't do that. That's why I will recommend the base G4 Blanco.
Mm-hmm.
Just start it there in that round because it's still quality. You know, it's still the proof, you know, the normal proof, I guess, whatever you want to call it, of tequila. It is easy drinking for the most part. Start there. But once you get into this shit, I'm telling you, there is no going back.
Yes.
There's literally no going back. For me, myself, that shit might as well be regular G4 Blanco might as well be discontinued. I don't want that shit.
Yeah, same. I gotta be honest with you. Yeah, I don't give a shit about
Sato, it. That shit too. I don't care. Don't need it. Don't want it.
Yeah.
Give me that Silver Label. Give me that extra Añejo. Give me that Madeira cast. Yeah. Give me that shit. I want that shit.
Honestly,
I wouldn't
even call this high proof no more. I would say that's just standard Blanco.
Yeah, that's just standard proof right there.
Standard
honestly, dude, has any high proof Blanco, has their lesser version been anywhere near or better? No, they haven't.
No.
So what's the fucking point?
and I like the Fortaleza Blanco, but you remember the look on my face when I had that still strength? I looked at it, I said, ooh.
Yeah.
I said, ooh, give me another bottle of this shit right here. And I love that
man,
Blanco, but
dude. Because this pour right here, dude, it has the balance. It is punchy. It's in your face. But there is so much spice. That black pepper is you fucking get that, crazy. But
on this. Don't you just love that little bit of sweetness, though, that's on the lips when
there's
you
sip touch.
It? Oh,
For me, it's in the middle of the palate. It's not really on my lips, per se.
Oh,
but
man.
I do get that. Yeah.
It's just like, it kind of welcomes you in. It like warms you. Just like, it's just like, oh, come on in. Come on this adventure with me, whatever, and drink it.
Man, but. Oh, where this pour excels for me is straight up the middle of the palate. That's where everything comes together. I get that bell pepper, which is on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
I get a little bit of that honey, that cashew kind of thing going on.
A poblano,
even like a too. Yeah, it's very vegetal in the
vegetal
flavor
for me. Grassy. It's got like this little honey note in there too. I mean, it's just
It got some bacon spices, a little citrusy.
I'm glad now.
Because top to bottom, it's just a stellar fucking pour.
Mm-hmm. It's
top to literally everything.
This is going to sound insulting, but I don't mean this in a bad way neither. When I first opened this motherfucker and I told you I don't stop, keep pouring, I was pouring it in. This is one of the best everyday sippers I could fucking pour.
Dude, can you get a better everyday sipper? Honestly,
I don't think you can. Honestly, dude, especially
for the price.
And I don't look at this bottle as an everyday sipper, but the way
the
way I pour it, holy shit, dude! I
did with no thought, no second thought. I was just pouring it like, oh, okay, yeah.
That's the thing. When I first got this bottle and you were doing a review, I was pouring the shit out of it, and I was just like, man, I didn't even know I was still drinking some of this shit or whatever. Like, it is like, it just has this, I want to keep pouring and drinking. I don't want it to stop. I don't want it to end.
Because it's not only is it so good, so complex in its flavor and flavor profile.
Tastes different every time, like you said, too. Every time you sip it.
It's just so much fun to drink. And that's not... I think it's rare for a lot of pours, especially we had recently. Like, yeah, some might taste good, but it's a fun to drink. Yeah, maybe not. You know, certain scenarios, whatever. Any fucking scenario, I would be happy to drink this motherfucker.
Yeah.
I love this.
That was how I was kind of feeling with the Reposado. Although I thought it was really good, I wasn't getting exciting with it or whatever. And
right.
And I'm biased because I had these, whatever, but it was like, it's just something about these that just brings what Cody said earlier. It brought out that first time he was drinking craft beer when he first started really getting into that. This felt for me like, if this is the first time I'm drinking tequila, holy shit, dude. Like,
yeah.
What have I stumbled upon or whatever in this world here?
Right. But imagine that happening every single time you sip this. That's value. That's fucking insane.
Imagine your greatest moment of something, whether it's like the first kiss, the first time you learn to swim, the first time you have sex, whatever, the best roller coaster ride you ever had on or whatever and shit. Imagine it just not ending and you're just like in a constant loop of
just
the shit
going
or whatever stuff.
And going and going. And you enjoy it every time. And honestly, probably every time you'll find a different note.
Like, yep. This is for us. It's like the creme de la creme. I'm kind of overhyping this because I will go ahead and just say I like the Madeira more. That's going to be a really fucking
hard. It's hard because they're both different.
Yes.
They're obviously going for different things.
I think
like this
they balance
for me,
each other out too as well as far as like side by side.
Exactly.
Like, you're like, ooh, you get a little bit of something for this one and this one at the same time. I think I like the Madeira. We'll find out next week. I think I like the Madeira has more or whatever. But like Cody said, I do go back and forth. But I will say,
it is,
holy shit.
Right, go ahead.
It's a 1A, 1B.
It's a back and forth for me. Right now, I'm biased. I'm going to give tip the hat to this right here. Only because I think it's just a more versatile pour than the Madeira cask. And I'm not saying it's better per se. I'm just saying it's just more versatile. It works better in more situations than the Madeira cask for me.
Personally. This is funny because... I knew this is how this was going to go. I knew I was going to like the Madeira one more and you would like this one more.
Yeah. I'm just thinking just overall because this is so fucking good. I think it stacks up to the Madeira one for different reasons. But I think it stacks up right there.
The reason why I thought that too is because I said, when I first sipped this, I said, this has Cody on it. Yeah. I said, this has Cody on it right here. And the Madeira, obviously, everybody knows. I love
that can be interpreted so many ways.
It does, yeah. I saw him in the bottle. He was in the bottle. He was fucking bottle. That motherfucker was like, Beetle, this is your brain on G4 high proof, whatever. And there's Cody in there just like looking back like, what's up? And when I sipped the Madeira, I said, this is me. I was like, this is.
Yeah, yeah. I think,
funny enough.
I think.
These
I think
high proof bottles, Cody, yeah, are literally the last drop of JB and Cody.
Yeah. 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 Pretty much.
They hit everything that Cody wants in his drinks, and that one hits everything that JB wants in his drink. I think that's why they pair so perfectly. As well. Yes. Because like Cody said, when I first got both of them, when I opened them, I was going by side by side. I was like, I can't make up my mind. It's a Kobe to Shaq going on right now. You know, it's a look.
That 3 year run from 2003. Yeah, that's what this is right here.
One dominating the whole fucking court, just like I needed to be. And the other one is dominating them threes and jump shots like another. I was like, I need that too. So it's like it's giving me everything I want for both of them. Whatever. I absolutely, you know, the funny thing is, the more I sip on it, the more I kind of just say, fuck those other bottles of the G4.
I can't go back. They honestly, dude, they are literally can't pointless go back to me. They're pointless.
It's that Chris Rock joke, whatever, where he says men don't go back sexually and women don't go back lifestyle wise, whatever. He's like, once your woman introduce another girl to the bedroom, you better get bunk beds in this motherfucker because she's staying.
Bro, I have about a third of that Reposado G4 left. I was thinking about holding on to it. I was like, no, that's just margarita juice now. there's no point.
He gonna make that for his girl. He gonna be like, hey, is she gonna be like, no, oh, point, thank you, babe. He gonna be like, yeah, just get this off my shelf now.
That shit is straight margarita juice. That's it.
And, you know, I'm glad you said that because that's what I was saying in my repo review, where it sounded like I was shitting on the bottle, and I'm like, I guess I am.
Wait, will you try this? Like, this is what you hold. This is why you love the drink right here. Ain't like getting drunk and all the bullshit. This right here, the experience of drinking, the complexity, the feelings it gives you.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it's at, man. That's what I'm saying. This is why it deserves a last drop. This is what I love in a drink. This personifies everything I love in drinking.
The $60 to $69 price point too is also helps.
Yes, that too. Yes,
tremendously.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely. Yeah, like come on, value top to bottom, perfect pour. Perfect.
Honestly, this tastes like a well-crafted cocktail
on its own.
Yeah. On its own, yeah. Not mixing it. It's just on its own. It's so
which is fucking insane. I never heard that. But that's fucking insane to say, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not glad we're not doing these both back to back because we'd be here forever then.
Yeah. Yeah. All day.
All day.
That'd be a 6 hour podcast.
Yeah. Hey, like Captain Mary, I can keep this up all day, baby. Shit. Let's go.
This is all day. Yeah.
I never feel like I'm drinking alcohol when I'm sipping repouring this over and over again. It just tastes like such a drink.
I know I'm sipping alcohol because it is very punchy. It's in your face. It's robust. The aftertaste is robust on your tongue. So I know I'm drinking alcohol. It's just very pleasant. I'm so happy right now.
I love this on the nose. You get like this little grassiness, peppermint.
Yeah, it is. Oh, that peppermint. Mm-hmm. Good note. I do smell that.
Oh, man. It's just
real fresh smelling.
That's why I said like it's like a crafted cocktail or whatever, because like I can smell the simple syrup. I see what you said.
Yep.
The just like, oh, like it's just, it's almost like if I was once you
taste it.
So I was to blindfold you and you took that proof off of this, Cody, or whatever, and you sniffed all this, you'd be like, oh, did you make this? What'd you put in this? Where I'd be like, I just gave you.
Dude, honestly, that's a good experiment right there. Try this blindfolded. See how many people would think this is a cocktail. Could maybe just placebo right now, just because you said it. But I can kind of see people being fooled and thinking this is a cocktail.
Let it sit out for 20 minutes. Let that proof kind of evaporate a little bit, so it ain't.
Hey, that's what I did too for my first pour. I let it sit out for about 20 minutes.
Man, I was playing video games when I first poured this shit. I was like halfway through the fucking bottle on this. I was like, shit, this is dangerous.
This is the most dangerous pour right here.
I gotta tell you, Cody, too. Now that you've opened and sipped this, the next time you see it, you just gotta buy it, right? Like you can't even.
I have to buy this. Like, no, literally, like, I am obligated to buy this bottle.
Now that you, especially because now you know it's limited. It's a yearly thing. Yeah. So you're like, oh, I gotta
get the fucking bottle. I have to buy this bottle.
Now you see why I bought three of these motherfuckers each. Yes. I was like, yeah, I have to keep this. I will remember.
No exceptions. I have to have this.
I will remember 2024 of the G4 High Proof. So I will tell you this right now. I have not had the Dia de los Muertos 2024, but of all things.
Oh, what you were talking about, that shit. Woo-hoo. God damn. That's another bottle on my list, too. That motherfucker. Yeah, bro. I gotta have that shit.
It's aged in the G4 7-year-old extra añejo barrels and for 55 months, and in Jack Daniel barrels is aged in for
Jesus 20. Christ.
It was like, oh shit. That sounds better than the one I bought. Can I make a trade real quick? Hold on. I was like, shit, yeah, damn.
Yeah.
I will say I haven't had too many of G4's previous pours or whatever and stuff, especially their high proof ones. But if their previous pours taste better than this, if you've had it, let me know. Because I would say this is the creme de la creme of their 2024 is the year of the G4.
We will revisit Madeira next week. So we'll see.
Could you imagine if this tastes like shit compared to last year?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't comprehend that.
Yeah.
I can't fathom that thought.
Imagine if last year was literally like the Reposado and regular Blanco of this bottle. Like, you'd be like,
jeez. I might just die. I'll probably just explode.
Just stop drinking it at that point.
Yeah, right? It's like, God damn. You know what I mean?
What is the 2025 going to taste like then? I mean, we're going to be biased as shit when it was 2025.
I'd be like, I think I'm starting to see right now. It is still early, but I think we got to tequila at a really good moment. Time. I think the time was perfect.
I would agree with that.
Because the little history I know, what I've gathered, I've never seen shit like what's about to happen before.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it.
I agree. I also think our palates are more well-developed nowadays.
That too, which also helps.
It helps drinking the craft beer and whiskey too, because let's be real, a lot of tequila is aged in both those fucking barrels in the first fucking place. So,
yes.
So it gives us a little bit more appreciation. Man, this has this herbal winter tea feel to it. It's just like, I want to get by a campfire, Cody, or whatever. Not a campfire, but like a fire pit in your house or whatever. I feel like putting some shitty old Christmas music on and just like looking at the kids open presents, and I'm just looking at them and they like, I'm just pretending if I had kids, daddy, daddy, look what you got me. And I'm ignoring the fuck out of them because I'm sipping this and just going like,
man, dude, I'm gonna go back to this point I touched on briefly earlier.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely not a beginner Blanco, because that heat, I'm feeling in my throat right now. I just finished my fourth pour.
I think it cured your
shit builds. Yes. I feel that heat. That's a big boy right there. You feel that shit. Mm-hmm. That's a good tequila hug right there.
I love when that heat hits you, though. It's also dry, but you get like this lime pill.
Oh, yeah. This is a very dry pour.
Yeah. You get like this lime pill vegetal note in the background, too, where you just
super
like,
vegetal. Another thing you want to put on, too, in the finish, there's like a little bit of a mineral jalapeno thing I'm getting to. You know, a little chopped parsley as well. Mm-hmm. It goes back to that vegetal kind of green in the back end.
I get like that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I was going to touch a honey, too.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, the honey in there, too, is on the finish. I mean, you get that toasted, earthy, agave feel for it, too, as well. Very mineralistic, too. It's got the black pepper notes. I get, like, a little bit of, like, simple syrup as well. The honey notes as well, too. I mean, tastes so good. It's got a lot of richness going for it. It's very expressive, too.
Yeah.
Expressive. It's got a lot of character, Cody.
Pour you some more. Oh, I'm about to. Yeah.
You know you want to.
If this does not end up on at least one of our top fives, I'll be shocked and disappointed, honestly. Because this pour is special. I don't say that a whole lot about pours these days.
No.
This, sir, and we try to a shit ton of high proof Blancos in like the past couple weeks.
Actually, last week alone, yeah.
Yeah. And dude, nothing comes even close to this. Not even in the hemisphere. Nothing. Dude, this is.
What I loved about last week, because we just, for some reason, I think like midway through, we just went on like on a high proof tear. I think it started with Yayo. And then we went to like high proof territory. We just started drinking high proof Blancos. I just loved how each one just had their own thing going for them. I loved how different they were. It made me love Blancos even more. Yesterday was even asking me, what am I, a Reposado?
Blanco is easily the best varietal.
Yeah. It's just easy. Well, coming at it at Cascanes. We both went to Cascanes first, whatever. We had three different Blancos all the way up to the high proof one. And we just like, my God, dude, like the difference in each three of these Blancos here, it's just mind blowingly just so well crafted, dude. I'm pouring me some more, by the way. I just want to.
Oh, yeah.
It's like my sixth one.
Yeah.
Pour number six, I think.
Glasses whenever you dry, sir.
No, don't stop. Keep pouring, dude.
Keep pouring. There we go. There we go right there.
We're both drinking out of our LA Tequila Fest engraved glasses, right. By the way, here, people. Funny enough, mine says the last drop on it, too. So
that's right.
Yeah, that's a look at that right there. That is beautiful.
Look at that.
Man, that is.
Oh, damn, man.
We could be quiet on this podcast for 10 minutes and y'all wouldn't even know.
I guess I should have expected this. I wasn't expecting this, but this is one of my favorite shows we recorded this year.
Yeah.
This is easily one of my favorite shows.
I would tell you the hype I put behind it every time I've told you about it. I would say,
because I knew this was going to be special. I knew it was going to be a pour, but God damn, man. Sipping this right here in the context. And this is like my seventh fucking pour total today. Yeah. Not gonna lie to you. This pour right here, this is special, man. This is fucking special.
I'll have you know, Cody, I have this and the Madeira. I switch off back and forth every dinner now.
Man.
I rotate it for dinners.
And that's why I gotta try the Madeira again, obviously, but I'm going back to the versatility with this pour. I can see this working in pretty much every setting. Literally every setting. And that's insane to me.
It's probably the best vegetal note Blanco I've ever had.
Dude, this is killer.
I just this love too, Cody, that touch of sweetness. It's just like, it's faint back there.
It's very faint, but you know it's there. And it's just like, let me add a little something else to it.
Yeah,
like I know you two are not big on the sweetness part.
Yeah.
Like you say, this feel like it's tailor made for us.
Yeah, like I feel like they were finished with this and they said, let me add something to it. And maybe it's that honey. And they just dipped that honey.
Right.
And they said, there it go. Now we're finished or whatever. Cause like
God damn,
Cody, because we had that mandala, that shit. Oh my God.
That was fucking awful. But
Oh, do you know this too, Cody? Speaking on that, I got news on mandala. Do you know that they swear up and down that that's not artificial?
Oh, well, if that's not artificial, y'all still do something completely wrong. Artificial or not, y'all need to scrap your whole plan right now.
They swear
that shit from the ground up.
They will swear up and down to you. Like, if you go to the distillery, I had a buddy that went to the distillery. He said, they'll swear up and down to you, Cody. It is non-additive. It is additive free.
Okay. Maybe that's the case, but it ain't bullshit free. That shit is terrible. That shit is awful.
That's like number one worst, though.
Oh, yeah. That's my number one right now. Is it standing right here? That's still my number one, probably for the year. Spoilers. Yeah. That shit was bad.
That shit was like, it was doo-doo, baby.
That shit was pure ass. Have you been to fucking, remember when we were down to LA a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Do a little revisit. It smelled like complete ass on the streets.
Oh,
that's what Mandala reminds me of. That's what that shit is. Ass.
It's
that wipe the ass on the pavement.
It's that raspy ass, though. Ass.
Yeah. Watched that shit in months.
Yeah. It's like,
that is.
It smells like Olympic downtown LA. Like, they getting ready for the Olympics, Cody, so they just got that hole and just watered it.
they got to walk to the Coliseum. They can't afford Ubers, so they got to walk their ass. Ocean Coliseum.
They got in the shower, Cody, and just let the water hit them. No soap at all or nothing like that. Just like just water all over your ass.
Water, no soap.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, God.
So yeah, I feel refreshed.
Now you got that fresh Irish Spring ass smell. Ass. It's damp as shit up in here.
Oh, I got that swamp ass to infinity, bro.
It smells like swamp ass molasses, you know?
Yeah, that's that swamping ass. It's going to comic books.
It's molasses.
Yes. Emphasis on the ass. Yes.
Molasses.
Yes. More ass for your molasses.
Oh, God damn. That smelled like a wild common mescal and mandala had a baby. And they said, there you go. You're like, oh, that's ass.
I will never have that. Okay. Get that shit far the fuck away from me.
I'm putting that baby up for adoption real quick, Cody. Yeah. That baby won't make it. It's going to float in a basket in the ocean.
Please abort that motherfucker. That might sound controversial. Abort that motherfucker.
Yeah. Drive to the state.
That baby does not
legal.
Deserve to live.
Yeah. Drive to the state where it's legal, Cody. Yeah. Get that baby
gone.
Pass
a 9-month term. Don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Abort that motherfucker.
8.5 to 9. Who cares? If it's about to be born, go ahead and shove it back in then. We don't want that.
Don't care.
Put a bar of soap up there while you're at it, too. Like, get that bar of soap. Rub your ass.
That shit ain't make no difference at all.
I smell natural ass juices coming. Funky.
It's boiling.
Watch Mandala invite us to their bar. He'll be like, ooh, I can't fuck with you there.
Y'all can keep that motherfucker. I don't want that.
You know the fucked up part about us? We only tried one pour over them. We were like, yep, I'm done. I don't even need to try more.
That's enough for me. That was the reposado.
Yeah, I was like, I don't need to try that anything else.
That was the reposado. I'm not trying any more of that shit. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm good. No. That confirmed me. I was like, I don't think I like reposados.
No. That's correct. I don't like mandala. That's what I confirmed.
Yeah, that too as well. To go back on this, though, I love, because you're right about the alcohol level or whatever, I love that it's so heavy, but it's so rolling.
Dude, yes.
It just rolls right off, whatever. Like, it's long, too. It's like, get the fuck out of here, whatever. It's like, it's really nice. It's subtle in some parts or another, but it's also adding the hitness or whatever. I mean, it's just, it's everything that like, it tastes so rich. It's like, imagine getting a gourmet piece of rich chocolate. I mean, it's just, it's perfect damn near. It's so fucking perfect. Yeah. I give it a lash.
No, it is perfect. No, not damn near. It is perfect.
Yeah.
It's a perfect pour.
I only say it's all because 2025. I mean,
if you. For the review, I think it's fair to state print. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
Could you imagine this year, Cody, if it's better than this?
So this is
shit. Yeah.
I don't want to think about that right now. I want to stay in the moment. I want to appreciate this what it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I want to stay.
You need another bottle, man.
That's where I'm going to stay at. We'll see what the future holds.
You need another bottle.
Although I will say G4.
Mm-hmm.
I think what they're presenting with their extra añejo 7-year this year. That's just the beginning.
Yeah,
shit is about to get crazier.
Yeah,
we are only getting started.
Yeah.
I'll leave that right there.
G4 hurting my wallet now.
If there's one run distillery to do it, G4 is the one.
So you giving this a 2.5?
This is a key, this motherfucker. I don't know.
Oh, shit. He only likes it. He want my dollar.
No. Fuck that. I can't joke about that. I was going to joke, but you brought my dollar in. I can't, like, nah, I can't do that.
Can't let that, brother. I can't let that happen.
No.
Oh man, JB,
I gotta tell you,
mm-hmm.
I love drinking, obviously.
Yeah,
duh, when it's podcast.
Yeah, duh. Yeah.
But every now and again, there comes a pour where it just blows your mind and mm-hmm. just leaves you in a space where you just really appreciate that we're sipping this right now,
mm-hmm.
that we're alive and that this exists.
Yeah,
and we have access to this.
This is our infinity.
Not only that. On top of that, it is so well affordable.
Yeah.
Now, can you find it everywhere? No. I for can. Obvious reasons, because it's fucking good.
Yeah, I can. You go my area. Come down.
There you go. Go to Long Beach. Go to Long Beach, Compton.
Paramount. Look around.
L.A. You can't find
that
anywhere.
South Bay. South Bay got a lot of this shit.
There we go. But given the price point, man, the aroma is... But the big selling point for me, the flavor on this.
Yeah.
Literally, there are no negatives on this pour.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I agree.
Not one. Not one. Even close.
Nope, not one.
Top to bottom, beginning of the palate, beginning of the tongue, middle of the palate, finish. It hits on every single fucking level.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about top of the list. Mm-hmm. Top notch.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and the big point I want to point out here too, why this will be a forever memorable pour for me. And why this is one of the best pours I've had in my life. It is, on top of all of that, it stacks up to the more complex pours that are specifically tied to certain moments. Oh, drink this at dinner, drink this at a reunion, a day, anniversary, or more, whatever. This pour right here, you drink at any point in time, wherever. And the complexity of the flavor itself stacks up to any pour that is more versatile in any of those other realms that just mentioned off. This is a treat. I'm so happy and grateful to have this pour. This is the gift that keeps on giving. Yep. This is one of the best pours I've had in my life, period. This gets a bona fide last drop.
Yep.
You see this shit, buy this shit. You don't buy this and you see this and you don't buy it, I will personally come to wherever the fuck you live and slap the ever-loving fuck out of you.
I was going to say, if you see it and don't
buy
it.
This pour is that fucking good.
If you see it and don't buy it, let me know so I can buy that motherfucker then.
That too. That works too.
But, let me know.
Man.
Yeah, slap shit out of you.
This is a world-class pour right here, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say enough good things about this.
I agree. I love everything about this. I also love this little orange grapefruit zestiness going on for it. I love what the high proof G4 bottles are doing, whatever here. Everything about it is beautiful. I love that Cody ended it with, it's a world-class pour. It feels like a world-class pour. It has this worldliness to it or whatever. There's just something about this that just makes it special to the point that if you got to keep pouring the fucking bottle, if you live by the model of that, we say, don't stop, keep pouring. That tells you that bottle is not only special, but that's one of a kind right there. And as one of a kind goes, I cheers to that too. That is a bona fide last drop. I have nothing negative to say about this.
Nothing.
I don't think I ever will. Nothing. I don't think ever.
It's impossible.
Yeah. I think the way you could get worse with this is if you pour mandala in this. But if you did that, I feel like the G4 is so strong that it would spit the mandala right out.
Yeah, at least I would hope so.
But treat this shit like a symbiote and then be like, I don't want you. Goodbye. Yeah.
Man. This right here, sir. This is what it's all about.
Cheers,
right
Cody. Here. Cheers.
Cheers, my friend.
Cheers, my friend. Yeah, so it's one sip before we get out of here.
Oh, man. This is top notch, man.
That is top notch. That's beautiful.
Top fucking notch. Beautiful.
Well, people, we got 3 minutes, 3 minutes here.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
So we're going to get out of here. Probably going to still sit in this chair and just think about what we sipped on.
Yeah, I really got to chill. Dude, I will kill this fucking bottle tonight. That's dangerous. I'm going to do that.
I've already finished one of each, so that's why you got to buy most of the bottles.
Damn, this is so fucking good. So I'm going to cut myself off right here.
Yeah, you got to.
Shit.
Until you get another bottle, don't sip no more.
Yeah.
Hide that motherfucker.
Good call.
Hide that motherfucker real quick. I knew it was special the day I opened it and I sipped it and I said, I got to go get more. I got to get more. Tequila Ranch, Paramount, they got them. You got to go there. Corktasm, got to go there, people. High Proof, you got to go there. You got to get them. With that said, we're going to get out of here now. I don't want to linger on anymore because I'm falling in love. I'm making love to this all night long, baby.
Oh, man.
Call me
one of the greatest pours I've ever had. G4 Premium Blanco, man.
Yeah.
Creme de la creme.
Fuck the other shit.
Goddamn.
With that said, thank you for tuning in, people. Hope you enjoyed this review or this love fest.
I know we did.
Yeah, we
and we would continue to.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, JB, what you doing in that bottle? Put that bottle there.
Sleep.
I got a consent form for this G4 bottle right here. Just sign right there, bitch. Put your name on. William Defoe, your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man, he really did fucking drug rape fucking Spider-Man. I want this shit to linger on. That motherfucker date rape Spider-Man. I'll be goddamn.
Slapped anyway. Him upside his head and shit, whatever. He's like, yo, he's like, hey, yo. Basically, he thought it. He's like, yo, me and you, man, we could go on a town fucking all day long, baby. Like, you know, hey, hey. Baby. He pretty much did a, what's that? He did a Marvin Gaye in that sexual healing video we watched. He exactly gave him that fucking that love potion. That mother. Ooh. With that said, people, I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will most certainly never be dry.
Even the cling sound better with G4.
God damn, I love this shit.